For the first time in about, I don't know, two and a bit hours, there's a bit of calm. We're sitting in the press room here at the Stade Hamidou. That was some performance by Connacht. It's historic wins. The first time they've ever won a single knockout game type in Europe. They have won here before when they used to play aggregate games, aggregate score games. So that is historic. But that performance was exceptional.
It really was. The pride I'm feeling of the lads, I think, for what they delivered this evening in terms of that performance and obviously the result on the back of it, but for the way they've applied themselves over the last few weeks and months, you know, we haven't always possibly had the luck that we deserved. We haven't always played well enough to get the wins on nights where we possibly could have done. But I think they've stuck at it. They've worked unbelievably hard, and at no stage has the self-belief wavered. And I think what we saw today was enormous self-belief, huge amount of energy and physicality, and then some really, really good rugby on top of that. So I'm just delighted for the players.
It was perhaps the game we expected. It was a bit of a shootout type game. Both sides were really going for it. Connacht started on the front foot and got into the lead, and then it was over and back, and there was two tries that were almost identical when the ball is dropped and hacked off down the field. But there was a tightness, and the Connacht bench, when they came on as well, tightened it up. But talk to me about the likes of Bundiaki, Dave Heffernan. I don't want to just reel off all sorts of players, but Dave Heffernan's performance today was outstanding. Bundiaki brought an exuberance to it and a physicality, but also he seemed to drag other people with him. And that's what world-class players do. He's the best 12 in the world, so that's what they do. They just have that something a little different.
They do, and I was just chatting to Bundy on pitch there before, after the final whistle, before we came indoors, and you know, talking about the impact he made, and as you said, there were some unbelievably dominant carries and really important moments in defence. It sets a standard, it lifts the players around him, it gives them enormous energy, but he was also very aware of the impact he needed to have in terms of calming the group at times. So when things didn't go well, or how he would back up a positive moment. His ability to encourage the players around him to stay present and regroup and connect and get back on and ready for the next task, I think, was just as important. So, you know, you get the spikes and those real positive moments in the game from him. But I think that ability to recognise when the group does need to reset and clear their heads a bit, I think he brought enormous calm and control. And, you know, he's done that in the toughest arenas of world rugby. So, you know, our players only benefit from having him in the ranks doing that. And as you said, Dave Heffernan was terrific. It was difficult to take him off the field last week in Treviso. You're looking, particularly with front rowers, you're looking to see at what point does their energy or their physicality drop. And it really didn't last week in Treviso. And, you know, poor old Owen de Butler got sort of 5 to 10 minutes there at the end. Tonight, we just couldn't take Dave off. He was almost getting stronger as the second half went on. So, you know, it's testament to his performance, but also the way he prepares himself on the back of last week as well.
And does some of what Finlay and Bundy bring is simply confidence that the other players, as you say, can feed off. They can, I don't know, can they smell it or something? It's just their players are in the right place and they go, yeah, we're good enough now because I've seen him do that and I can do that. I thought David Hawkshaw was magnificent tonight because he looked a 13 tonight because he's got a 12 inside him. Who's the best? As I'm going to say it again, he's the best in the world. And that just gives you confidence and you know how you want to play.
Yeah, it does. I think it gives us that guidance on the field. It gives us reference points in terms of, you know, when they carry hard and make a dent in the opposition line. It gives us a focal point as to how to build that next phase of attack. I think, you know, that material impact is huge. And, you know, as we said, their presence in the group, it does give the boys confidence. And, you know, it's not just their experience and what they bring from their international rugby, but their personalities and that sheer force of will. And you know, it's infectious. It is infectious in a group. And, you know, I think that's crucial any time you win a knockout game, but particularly away from home, particularly in France, you know, you need those characters that are going to be first out over the top of the trench and everyone else follows.
Talking about characters, the Connacht fans tonight were making, they were down in front of us, which was great. They were making a racket. The local band was making a racket. But they, at one stage, I thought Connacht lifted. I really could see it. I thought, you know, they've lifted them. Joe Joyce got up, played you play the whole game, just about. Mm. You're thinking, he's gone. But 70 minutes, tackle, bang, and you're thinking, yeah, this is. They were being driven on tonight. Is that the sort of performance you've been waiting for? Maybe all season. Maybe the Munster game at home was similar. Maybe Munster were stronger than Poe, but it was the same. We're not given an inch here.
No, look, I think in terms of the supporters, their impact was unbelievable. And there was a stage there, I think, sort of early in the second half where we started to reassert ourselves, having drifted off a little bit leading into half time. And there was a lull in the game, and the supporters stood up and, you know, singing the Fields of Atham Rye and hands in the air. And to see the size of the presence in the crowd, but the sheer energy that was coming from them, you know, it lifted me in the coach's box. So how it felt to the players, I can only imagine. You know, it's crucial, and for us to represent them in that way, it adds to the pride that I'm feeling at the moment. I think in terms of the players' character and that type of performance, I've always known that character's in there, and there's never been a doubt either individually or collectively. I think the two things we've been working on is greater consistency, one in terms of just our rugby execution, to making sure that we don't let teams off the hook with errors or inconsistencies in that sense, but also that consistency of mindset, of knowing that when we're in the fight, we can double down and hang in there, and we might have some negative moments, we might ship some points, something might go wrong, but we can regroup really quickly and go again. So look, the character's always been there, but I just think sometimes there's been pressure releases on the back of either the rugby piece or us just not staying consistent with that application. So you know, today I was a little bit worried going in at half time just in terms of that momentum that Poe had, but I felt we had the solutions in the room, and I felt as long as we messaged that right and the players understood that, we were right in the fight. And I think the way we closed that gap on the scoreboard and then accelerated away, you know, was a really fair representation of that.
Most points Connacht have scored all season. Rate that as just as a performance around this season, or maybe even last season. It's really well up there, because this is a pretty hostile place to come. Although the crowd were generous enough at the end, well, the ones who didn't go home early or leave, but you know, I think there was just an acceptance that Connacht were at this today. But 40 points is a lot of points to get moving in a knockout game.
No, it is, and you know, we predicted a fairly tight affair, I suppose, in terms of. We knew Poe would be a team that could be very disciplined in possession and build a lot of phases. We might have to spend a long time defending. We knew that we needed to do the same when we got opportunity. We felt there'd be some long kicking and a bit of back and forth. That's, you know, Poe have got that side to their game as well, and we knew we need to hang in there. So there were different elements. We thought it could be really tight, but at the same time, both teams like to attack. And I think, you know, as much as the score lines were likely to be tight, I think there's always going to be some excitement in there, and you know, it didn't disappoint. I think the performance has to be up there as one of our best of the season. I think not necessarily because it was the perfect 80 minutes. As I said, certainly that second quarter, Poe really got a foothold in the game and got some pretty effective momentum, which fed the crowd as well. But I think when you account for how we responded to that coming out after halftime, In terms of mindset and in terms of the rugby we played, it almost doubles the satisfaction. As much as we'd one day like to see the perfect game, you know, we probably won't get that far. But when you see a response within a game after a really good start, a little bit of a lull, and then to come back and I suppose put the hammer down, I think that it just says a lot about the group and you know, the potential of the group as well. We want to keep getting better.
You've nearly answered my next question. I was going to say, does the perfect 80 minutes exist? Or does a coach go, no, it was 96.2% this week, lads, but it wasn't the perfect performance?
Okay, well, it probably, you know, I think there's potential for it. I think we have to keep chasing it. Whether we see it, I don't know. But look, I think part of those speed bumps or little dips in games or seasons and disappointments, you know, you measure yourself within that moment, but then you also measure yourself again in terms of how you respond. And we don't just want to be a team that responds and gets back to where we were. We want to be a team that grows and learns something from defeat or from difficult moments in games and comes back stronger and bigger and better. And we talked about that before the game with the players at the hotel, and you know, I thought they really embodied that today. I was immensely proud.
Looking ahead to next week, it's Benetton. Benetton did a bit of a number on Connacht last week. I think, you know, they were a bit lucky, but, you know, they won the game. So does that feature in how you build up for it? And when do you park this one? Because there's a buzz from this that must drive in to the next few days. It's not long. But when do you actually say, right, that's over, now we have to focus on our next job? And the next job is an away game in Benetton. But the prize is huge. It's a semi-final. You went to a semi-final last year in the URC. Semi-final in the Challenge Cup would be damn nice.
It would be. Like, it's a great carrot at the end of it. I think for us, we probably never really separate the game before with the game coming up, in the sense that we'll have a clear idea of what we need to do better against Benetton, how we need to play the game. But at the same time, the importance of this Pau game, obviously the result and the performance, but there'll be bits of that performance that we can use as either ideas or motivation or clarity in terms of how we need to play next week. So for us, you know, on a Monday, normally it'll be Tuesday this coming week. It's not a review and then park it and then start to preview the next day. They're often quite joined up, and, you know, there might be some clips of Benetton, some clips of Pau, some clips of training, and we try and, you know, just build a picture of the journey that we're on and trying to improve as a team. So as coaches, we've already met to discuss Benetton. We met this morning, and it wasn't any sign of us taking Pau for granted, but we knew we needed to be prepared should we win, and hopefully we were going to win. So we've already met to dissect what we learnt and how we might approach that Benetton game differently. We spent a long time discussing, if we were the Benetton coaches, what would they have learnt from playing Connacht last week, and how might they approach it differently or see opportunities. So this Pau game, you know, will help focus our thoughts in terms of some of those aspects of the game, and you know, we'll present that back to the players, congratulate them, but we need to get our heads around the next challenge pretty quickly. But we're doing so with enormous satisfaction and, you know, even greater motivation than this time last week.